Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on this Saturday morning. I'm Mark Purcell. I'm glad to have you along. On the phone with me is Brad Taylor, the author of the new thriller Enemy of Mine, the third novel in the New York Times bestselling Pike Logan series. Brad Taylor will be in Cincinnati for an event at Joseph Beth Booksellers tonight at 7 o'clock, doing a signing and discussing his new novel. And he's on the phone with me this morning with a bit of a preview. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you are a retired lieutenant colonel in U.S. Army. You were in Special Forces in the Delta Force. How did you go from 21 years as a veteran soldier into novelist?
Actually, it's something I've always wanted to do. I've always been a voracious reader, and I just always wanted to write a novel. And my last assignment, I was an instructor at the Citadel down in Charleston, and I just left a pretty high deployment unit. And it was like getting off a bullet train and walking. And I had a lot of time on my hands, and so I said, let me see if I can write a book. I thought I would sit on the nightstand. I never, in my wildest dreams, thought I'd make a living doing this.
Well, here's your third novel. Did you think Pike Logan was going to go as far as Pike has?
No, not at all. But, I mean, I wrote a book that I would like to read, and I'm, it's really pleasurable to have it resonate with other readers.
Well, you, of course, write about what you know, and Pike Logan is someone who was a Special Forces person, now in a special, I guess you could say, clandestine force, righted by the government, the task force. And it's interesting that you have this set in the hot spot in the Middle East right now, where in Enemy of Mine, you're talking about working in Tunisia and Yemen and Syria. And it's fascinating to kind of get what I perceive is a bit of your insider knowledge of these countries. Is that true?
It is, to the best of my ability. But I'll be honest with you, I wish I had more insider knowledge than I do. It was centered around Syria quite heavily, Syria and Lebanon. And I had a buddy of mine that was working in the embassy over in Syria, an expert on Arabic stuff. And he invited me to come over. I'd been conversing with him back and forth about Hezbollah and Hamas and that kind of thing. He invited me to come over to do some research, and the next thing you know, Syria went up in flames, and he was dealing with car bombs and closing the embassy down, and it caused some significant rewrites in the novel itself.
Well, I wondered about that, because it does seem a bit dangerous, Brad, to be talking about these very volatile areas where you're speaking about them in one sense, and the reality might be a little different, but I guess that's fiction.
It is. I try to be as current as I can be, and I thread a lot of real-world stuff in the novel. For instance, in this book, the main terrorist, the Ghost, goes to Yemen to get a bomb built by Khalid al-Assiri, who's a real person. He's the bomb maker who made the underwear bombs, the printer cartridge bombs. He sent his brother across the border to Saudi Arabia with a bomb in his body to try to assassinate the counterterrorist official there. He's a diabolical genius. So I put him in the book to make a bomb, and then we did a drone strike on Al-Awlaki, the American citizen. And in that strike, officially, we killed Khalid al-Assiri. I was like, oh, there comes another rewrite. So I rewrote it, and then he popped up a week later, thumbing his nose, saying, nana, nana, boo, boo, I'm still alive. I didn't change the rewrite, because I was like, you could be dead tomorrow.
That's true. Well, as you bring a lot of your experiences to the novel, you talk a lot about the equipment, and I'm kind of a tech geek and enjoy reading about that. Is that something else that readers have responded to?
They have. Actually, it's kind of hard to write that stuff without, you don't want to be overly technical when you're writing the novel. I don't want a bunch of military jargon and things like that. So I have other readers, like my wife will read it, and if she doesn't understand my military stuff, then I'll rewrite it. And I've kind of got a new rule now that if I can explain in the simplest terms, I do. For instance, if I'm talking about a rifle, do I really need to describe the make, model, caliber, and all this other stuff, or do I just need to say it's a rifle? On the other hand, some of the technical equipment, I do need to explain exactly how it works, because it's going to get disrupted or be used in a certain manner that the reader needs to know, and that's kind of my cut line.
I've noticed as well, I found it interesting that you have introduced the character of Jennifer Cahill, the first female member of the task force, who is really a very able woman. And this is kind of reflecting a change in what's happening in the military, but why did you decide to include a woman in the task force?
Well, she was actually, they met up in One Rough Man, my first novel. She's the one that Pike initially is setting out to help her with her uncle. Pike's got a Ben Moral compass. The third book here, The Enemy of Mine, is kind of completing a trilogy. I didn't set it out that way. I had no idea there would be three books. But she's much more of his moral compass. She's more black and white, and she's kind of the angel on his shoulder, making sure he doesn't do something outside the moral code he should be existing within.
And it seems a bit dangerous. She seems to kind of file down some of his Pike's sharp edges, too.
Definitely, yeah.
Just trying to, make him see the world a little bit different. And I have to ask you about Pike Logan, and whether this is based or inspired by any of your fellow soldiers or commanders or anyone you ran into in your 21 years in the Army.
Yeah, definitely. He's a compilation of a bunch of guys I've known. He's certainly not me. People ask that all the time. Are you Pike Logan? No. But, I mean, people like him do exist. And the analogy I used is, you know, if you probably 1% of the world could play on the PGA Tour, everybody knows who Tiger Woods is. Nobody knows who the number 100 on the money list is. Well, I'm kind of the number 100 on the money list, and Pike Logan's Tiger Woods.
I hear you. Well, what kind of reaction have you gotten from your former colleagues with these stories? Do they rib you at all about saying you soften stuff up or sensationalize things too much?
No, not really. I mean, I have, before it even goes to my editor, I have a bunch of guys that I know that read the book specifically, so I'm not giving up any kind of classified information. So I'll have them read it and say, should I, you know, take this out or take that out? And they'll come back with snippets here and there. But I also have them read it for technical accuracy. For instance, in All Necessary Force, there's a tandem halo jump. I'm a halo jumper, but I'm not a tandem halo jump master. And so I wrote that scene figuring out how hard would that be to write. Well, I gave it to a tandem halo jump master, and within minutes he was like, this is all messed up. So I rewrote it.
Well, I was going to ask about that danger, too. We heard about, with the account of the assault on the Bin Laden compound, how that Special Forces person was somewhat ostracized by some of his peers, and I was wondering about how you danced that fine line between not giving anything away that's classified and still trying to bring some excitement to the book. How difficult is it to walk that line because you've had these experiences, and I imagine it's just second nature to you?
It is, and the difficult part is I'll paint myself into a corner, because if I'm going to a city, say Tunisia, and I'm going to find terrorist Abu Bag of Donuts, I know how we would do it for real, but I can't put that on the page. So what I have to do is an enormous amount of research to find open source ways of doing that stuff. And there's a lot of ways to do it that is open source. An enemy of mine has quite a few different things. He uses Brave Software, for instance, to find a computer. Well, that's an open source software program you can get on the net. In the book, it's written in such a manner that he didn't have time to get anything else, so the quickest way he could do it was that. So I kind of work around that and square the circle of plot that way.
Well, you said you've always wanted to do this, and here you are on your third Pike Logan novel, Enemy of Mine. What has surprised you most about the reaction to your three books so far as you go around and meet the folks like you're going to tonight here in Cincinnati at Joseph Beth?
What surprised me a lot of the times is certain things that resonate with readers that I had no intention for it to, and that'll be like the highlight. That's my favorite scene. And I have my own favorite scenes. And when I get that, I think, wow, I'm incredibly pleased it resonated, but I never expected it to.
Any hard questions as you've been meeting readers? Questions you just can't answer?
No, I've got a lot better at it. I'll be honest with you. Interviews are kind of what scares me the most, because I spent most of my military career, I was a guy in the corner and never would tell anybody what he did. And then I get a lot of questions, but now if somebody asks me something that's out of bounds, I just simply say that I can't discuss that.
And your family, what do they think about husband and dad being a writer? That quite a change of career from your former occupation.
Is. And at first, my wife said I was nuts. And then when the book actually did well, she's all behind me now. She does a lot of work for me. She does all the marketing and like my Facebook page, the website. I had the book launch last night. She set that whole thing up. So she's kind of I just listen to what she tells me to do to make sure it's a success.
Well, you tell some wonderful stories, and I'm glad you've been sharing your stories in the Pike Logan series. And this Enemy of Mine, the new thriller, you're really hitting stride. I can't wait to read more. Are you going to continue Pike Logan as a series, or do you have any other ideas that you're thinking of developing and branching out?
No, I like Pike Logan and Jennifer Cahill right now. I've got plenty to write about. I, in fact, just finished The Widow's Strike, which will be released this summer. I moved out of when I was in Special Forces. I served over in Okinawa, so I I'm sick of trying to predict the Arab Spring, so it's this one's set in Southeast Asia.
Little change. Well, we're looking forward to it and looking forward to having you here in Cincinnati tonight. Greatly appreciate you taking some time this morning.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being there.
Brad Taylor, the author of the New York Times bestselling Pike Logan series, the third novel in the series, Enemy of Mine, available where books are sold right now. As I mentioned, Brad Taylor in Cincinnati tonight for an appearance at Joseph Beth Booksellers beginning at 7 o'clock. You can find out more about Brad, the book, and his appearance here in Cincinnati on our website, wvxu.org. This is Cincinnati Edition.